denial, anger, blame, tears, and depression. I went through them all before finally accepting my diagnosis. In the beginning, I pushed the signs aside, denied the truth that was trying to flag me down and get my attention. But I could not deny the facts. I went for neuropsychological testing and took the autism quotient and empathy quotient tests, which assist in determining the likelihood of being on the autism spectrum. All the while, I told myself that I was just going to see what it says, for fun. Deep in the back of my mind, I was confirming what I had already known, what I had already seen on paper. I am autistic. I tried to deny it, but could not deny that I fit every single one of the diagnostic criteria for Asperger's syndrome. I had previously been diagnosed with sensory processing disorder, which is prevalent in those of us on the autism spectrum. In fact, in the new diagnostic criteria, hypo or hypersensitivity is now a criterion in and of itself. I could not deny that I displayed characteristically autistic behaviors as a child and as an adult, although I was not able to put a name to the behaviors before this time. I could deny my feelings, but facts, those were plain to see. I sat curled up on my recliner with my knees pulled into my chest. Tears flowed down my cheeks as I read about myself in book after book about Asperger's syndrome. I saw myself, and I watched the tears fall. Why hadn't anyone seen it? Why didn't they tell me? Why was I in tears? I was glad to know, finally, what was wrong with me. What was baffling was why I cried each time I read another symptom that fit. Each time I read an account of how another autistic woman experienced life that was different from the rest of the world. I cried. The experiences were similar to mine, but I had no idea they were different from the rest of the world's experiences. I had no idea that I processed sensory information, sights, sounds, smells, touch, differently than everyone else. I automatically assumed that if I heard all those buzzing sounds or smelled every single odor that lingered, then so did everyone else around me. It never occurred to me that I was experiencing the world differently. But it did explain why others looked at me like I had four heads when I explained it to them. My tears were tears of sadness. I grieved the life I didn't have, the life that I wanted, the life that could have been so different if only I had known more about myself. My tears were tears of anger, anger toward my parents for not caring enough to see me for me, for not bothering to bring me to the right doctors, for not understanding me. Anger at all the doctors who misdiagnosed me, who drugged me into insensibility and blamed me for being out of my mind. I was angry that these so-called professionals, and there were many, who touched my life did not see my autism. Maybe they did not want to see. After all, there is no magic pill to cure autism, so they would not have been able to use their prescription pad to make my symptoms magically disappear. I cried tears of relief because I finally knew that I was not completely crazy. Relief that my sensory overloads were not all in my head, as was suggested by my neurologist, who should have known better. I was relieved to finally know that my difficulty interacting with the world around me and my inability to connect with other people were not personal flaws, personal failures. In this regard, my realization of the truth was both a blessing and a curse.